Did you hear about this? Payless put on a fake luxury store and sold their Payless shoes, and people were paying $300-$400 to buy shoes that cost $20. Oh, there's so much into this show. I can't wait to get into it. Before we do, I gotta say welcome to the show. This is welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you so much for checking us out. I hope you are getting ready for Christmas. You're excited, you are all prepared, and you are just gonna be blessed spending time with family. The show is part of the Cross Politic Network. Go over to crosspolitic.com, become a member, get a last minute gift for a friend, a loved one, a membership. We'll give you a cool little card that you can give them. You can throw it in a stocking stuffer, or you can mail it to them if you're gonna be far away. So check that out at crosspolitic.com. If you want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me at How to Build a Tent on the social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Periscope. And you can email me, matthowtobuildatent.com. Thank you so much for those listening live. Thank you for watching on YouTube or whatever platform you're watching this on. Feel free, and I would really appreciate you tagging a friend, and that would be awesome. Maybe it's somebody who loves shopping, and check this episode out because it is hilarious. But before we get into the story and before we pull out some great lessons in business, I want to talk to you about Brick House Nutrition. Brick House Nutrition is a great company that sells energy supplements, bodybuilding supplements, and the one I love the most, Field of Greens, which is a scoop of fruit, a serving of fruit, a serving of vegetables. Whoa, I almost dropped it. Luckily it's plastic, so no harm, no foul. But if you purchase this, you'll get a serving of fruit and vegetables in every scoop, real fruit and vegetables, no fake stuff, no artificially created stuff in the laboratory, but it's ground up, powdered fruits and vegetables. And I love this for going on the run, for staying active when I'm busy working. I don't have time to prep vegetables and fruits that I love, wash them, cut them and stuff. I'm just on the go. So this is a great substitute. I put it in my smoothies. I put it in my green tea. It has like a citrusy kind of flavor to it. Anyways, give it a shot. You get 10% off when you put in the code HTBT. Follow the link below. There's the website. You can copy and paste it in your URL if you're watching this on the social media sites. And just give it a shot. Try it once. And then tell me how great it feels. When I started taking this over a year ago, I had more energy. I just felt more productive. It was just a great thing because it's real fruit and vegetables, and those are things that God created us to need and to eat. So please check that out. All right. This is a great marketing strategy, a marketing ploy. Payless took over an old Armani store and created this fake high-end fashion store like Armani, but put their Payless products into it. And they started selling to these people high-end products, but were really Payless shoes, Payless clothing. And now they're taking it and using it. It's like, look, fashion can be affordable still. Like, you can still shop at Payless and get great stuff that you would pay $300-$400 for, but you really only pay $20 or $30 for. It's brilliant. This is so brilliant. But I wanted to talk about it, not just to give Payless free advertising, because they're definitely not paying for the show, but you could pay less if you're listening. But it has hit on so many topics that we've talked about before. And one of those topics that I hit on before that I would just want to reiterate, and this really proves the point of what I've been saying, is that price impacts the perception of value, of quality. Price impacts the perception of quality. Now, Payless was marking up their shoes, and in one case, I think it said 1,800% markup. 1,800%. They marked it up, and someone was willing to buy shoes for that price because they thought it was the next thing, the high-end thing. And this is great for us to know, to understand as small business people, that price impacts the perception of value. And you can use this to your advantage. If you want to make more money, if you need to increase your profits, don't necessarily be scared of marking up your prices, because people will start paying those. And people, if they perceive your brand as high-end, high-quality, again, there's more to it than just raising the prices. Like, they put it in a shop that made it look like it was high-end. They did all the marketing things. They did all the branding things correctly, and they were able to raise their prices. So too with you. If you have a business, if you're going after a high-end segment, or you just have a product that you feel is really high quality, do not be scared of having higher prices than the industry. If you could sell to people, if you can communicate the value effectively, which is what branding, which is what marketing is, that it is worth the value to your customers to pay that price, people will pay it. Maybe not as much people as the Payless price point, but there are still going to be people that will pay it. Evidenced by this experiment, this advertising, this marketing scheme. And I guess I should say Payless reimbursed everyone, so they didn't like get duped out of their money, which is cool by them. I mean, I guess they technically didn't have to. They freely paid for it. But those were Payless shoes. They were cheap. They were, I think, boy, they probably cost $5-6 to make, and they sell them normally for $19.99 in the Payless stores, but they were selling them for $500-600. Look at that premium. That is awesome. And that is something that we should be going after, is maximizing profits, not maximizing sales necessarily, but maximizing profits. And if we can bump up that price, then we should do it. And I've talked about before how it's better for everybody when you make the most profit, because you are able to spend more money. It incentivizes more people to come into the industry. It just works all around. It benefits everybody. So do not be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. Don't feel like you're being immoral by raising prices. If people are willing to pay them, you're not forcing them to buy your product, then you should do it. It will be the best thing for you. It will be the best thing for the economy. Now, the second thing that I want to talk about is related a little bit, is how important your image is. If they tried to sell $400 shoes as Payless, no one would buy them. They would have zero sales that day. But what did they do? They rebranded themselves as a high-end product, as a high-end store, which means that branding is super important. Now, imagine if your brand started being perceived as Payless, but you're really a high-end store. You're gonna start running into the troubles that Payless would have if they just raised their prices. What do I mean? So if Payless just decided to mark up their prices like the high-end stores, like Armani store, for instance, they're gonna have problems selling their shoes because they're branded as a low-price, cheap option for fashion. On the opposite end, if Armani started making products that had the perception that they were Payless quality, their sales would start going down because people wouldn't want to pay for it. And it may not change at all, the product at all. It might be the same product, but just the branding and perception has so much sway over people that you can't neglect it. Your brand is one of the most important things that you have in a company. You want to protect it. That is why big companies, Disney is notorious for this, are so protective. If you infringe on their patents or their copyrights or their images, if you make an image that's even close to Mickey Mouse, they're coming after you because they understand how important the Disney brand is, and they will protect it as much as anything else. Because branding is so important, because it drives sales, it drives equality, it drives the perception. And if they don't protect that, their sales are going to be hurt. So do not neglect, if you're starting a business, your image, your brand, what segment you're going after. If you're going after high-end, every single communication, every image, every nonverbal, every post, every comment, everything you do needs to communicate quality, high-end, exclusive. If you're going after the low-end, you need to be doing everything you can to communicate that, because that is going to help drive your sales, and it can also hurt your sales. So don't neglect your branding. Don't neglect your image. Pay attention to your messaging. Pay attention to the images that you put out as a brand, because it really does matter. the last point I wanted to bring up about this, and I'm probably going to get some hate mail for this, but obviously fashion isn't that big of a deal. Let's be honest here. If you can get people to pay $400 or $500, I think there was the boots that got sold for $640 when they are being sold for $30 or $40, there obviously is not a big perception of value. Now, I understand, like, I know there's a big difference between the Levi jeans you get at a cheap store and then like a higher price point jean, it gets more comfortable. I'm not talking about comfort. I'm just talking about how much, I want to just talk about how much money we're spending on how we look. And I know this might seem kind of counterintuitive to your brand, but a lot of times, we don't need to be spending as much money as we do on how we look. We don't need to buy the $10,000 suit when we can just spend $1,000 on a suit or even less a lot of times, right? If you are looking to be taken seriously as a professional, you don't need to spend lots and lots of money on a suit. For example, if you would just get a $300-$400 suit, you know, there's like a lot of sales on suits, and you just spent the extra $100 on a tailored suit, you would look better than someone who spends $1,000 on a suit that doesn't get it tailored, in my opinion. Now, there are going to be those people that know a lot about suits. There's going to be the people that are tailors and stuff that could probably tell the difference just from looking at you. But a majority of people, your people in business, aren't going to be able to tell if you spend $300-$400 on a suit versus $1,000 or even higher on a suit. If it's tailored, if it fits, obviously, you want to look presentable. I'm not arguing against that. And obviously, if you're in fashion, that's a whole nother story. But I'm just talking about the average business person. If you're a small business person and you're looking to make a sale, don't waste money on spending thousands of dollars on your suit, but just look presentable, look professional, and that's all you have to do. You don't have to be embarrassed that you're not wearing $400 shoes. You can buy $60, $70 dress shoes, but make sure they're dress shoes and make sure they're not scuffed. Make sure they're polished. And do you see what the difference there is? You can look professional, you can look clean, and you don't need to spend the money. With haircuts, you don't need to go get a $100 haircut. Just make sure that you're getting haircuts. And likewise, you don't need the high-end shaving cream, but you can get the cheap stuff. I mean, obviously, you might have sensitive skin or whatever, but don't feel that you need to be high-end stuff to take things to. Don't feel like you have to buy high-end things, high-end clothes, high-end fashion to be taken seriously, to be taken as presentable or professional, and to be looking the part. But you can get by just paying attention to detail, staying well-groomed, making sure your clothes are ironed, making sure that you have the tie when you need the tie, the suit when you need the suit, the shoes when you need the shoes, and that will be enough. And then walk into your meetings, this is the most important part, with the confidence that you look the part. And this is one of the things that is important with fashion, is that you need to feel good. And I'm not talking about like you need to be prideful and feel like you look like the best person in the world, but you need to be able to prepare for meetings. You need to be able to prepare for that sales pitch or that customer meeting, whatever it is, with confidence that you have all that you need to succeed. It's just including looking professional, looking presentable. I don't know if you just heard that, but that's the F-22 flying right over my head. All right, so branding's important, pricing is very important, and don't worry about spending thousands and thousands of dollars on looking professional when only a couple hundred bucks will do. Stay professional, stay groomed, but don't have to spend, you know, tens of thousands of dollars on a bunch of Armani suits. All right, well, I hope you're all ready for Christmas. If you have any questions, comments, feel free to reach out to me on How to Build a Tent. You can email me, matthowtobuildatent.com, and we'll talk to you next time. God bless.